We had the concept of local damage, and our local damage then is at the point of entry. So nitrogen dioxide then will cause a pulmonary edema, so it's then damaging the lung tissue directly. A systemic poison then is breaking through into the circulatory system and then damaging an organ remote, or damaging a system remote from the site of entry. So if we breathe in an aerosol, that aerosol is coated with lead. The lead then is absorbed in the lungs into the blood. It's then mobilized and it goes and damages, for instance, in the bones, it'll damage hemoglobin synthesis. A nerve poison is one that's operating on a system, so that then is referred to as a systemic poison, in this case on the central nervous system. So parathion then was widely used, in particular in the US, as a pesticide. So after DDT became out of vogue because of the problems with the ecosystems of the planet, then they looked for alternatives. This was one of the first alternatives. They lost a lot of people. You can see here, 2 milligrams of parathion takes out a child, 120 milligrams takes out an adult. So for your average farmer then, you know, 120 milligrams, that's a tiny amount of stuff, you know. He trips and he falls over and puts his toe in it, he's gone. It doesn't muck around. Parathion's the real deal. When we look at the structure of these, when we get to it, we'll see these things are related to some pretty potent sort of chemicals. Now, in Australia, the Poisons Information Centre is located in Sydney. That's where information on the classic poisons are stored. In the university, for instance, we have got a registry of all those sort of chemicals, and people have to sign when they're dealing with those sort of chemicals. If you want to find out about chemicals in general, in terms of their toxicity characteristics, starting point would be the MSDSs.